Good Monday morning. You know how at the beginning of the year, we were kind of talking about how to cultivate quiet in our life, and that was my word for this year. And a couple days ago, maybe about a week ago now, I was kind of struck with how quickly noise re-enters life and the things that I had already allowed to kind of creep in a greater way than they had in that first beginning of the year time. And the Lord just reminded me of a passage of scripture in Psalm 131. It was in the wee hours of the morning. I was just laying in bed and in the quiet. And this passage came to my mind. It says, "Like a weaned child at its mother's breast is my soul quieted within me." And I felt like God was just kind of highlighting to me, hey, things are a little noisy and we need to get back to quiet. And it kind of caused me to ask myself, what in my life creates the most noise? And I've said often that if the things of Reclaiming Hearts Ministries didn't require social media, I would not have social media. But there is this pressure with social media to be perpetually posting because the thought process is, as we know from algorithms, the more you keep yourself in front of people and keep posting, the more people see what you post. So there's this tension between making sure the work that you're doing, the message that God's given you gets out there while also putting out enough content for it to stay on people's radar. So after just kind of processing the noise that social media creates for me, I began to ask myself this question because, if you post a lot on social media, you're constantly kind of seeing the lens of life through what it will look like on social media instead of living the life that you have. And so, multiple times over the last, since the Lord kind of re-highlighted the word quiet to me, I'll go to post something or I'll consider posting something, and my next question has become, but is that something that I really want to share? Is that a piece of my life that I necessarily want someone else to enter? Or is that a piece that I'd just like to be between me and the Lord, me and my family, me and myself, even? So there have been really good meals I've cooked you haven't seen. There was the spring plantings that I didn't share. There were Gracie antics I didn't post. There were Sabbath day Master Sunday funnies with Philly and Gracie that I didn't post because my heart just wanted them to be mine. So I just want to call you back to quiet. Here we are, the beginning of spring, almost the end of spring, and if you evaluated life, you too would probably be shocked at how noisy it's already become. So ask yourself, what are the things in my life that create the most noise? Is it always having the TV on? Is it always being on my phone? Is it always thinking about what I'm going to post next? Whatever that may be for you. And then begin to ask yourself, is this a space where I can begin to cultivate quiet? Do I need to have all of that noise? Do I always need to have the TV on? How can I hear from the Lord if my heart and mind never have quiet? Is that something I want to share? Is that something I need to listen to now? So, like a weaned child at its mother's breast, is my soul quieted within me, the psalmist wrote. There aren't many pictures as peaceful and quiet as a precious weaned child laying its head on its mother's breast. So just consider that this week. Just consider that.